Mega donors rallying behind Nikki Haley as she doubles fundraising in last quarter. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 3, 2024. Mega donors are rallying behind former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as she closed out the last quarter of 2023, doubling her fundraising with a $24 million haul. Haley's campaign says it brought in $24 million in the fourth quarter of the year, which is $13 million more than the $11 million she raised in the previous quarter. Prior to that, in the second quarter, her campaign brought in $7.3 million. More via Fox News. Haley's team, showcasing their grassroots appeal, noted that it has received contributions in the past 3 months across their three campaign committees from 180,000 donors, including 83,900 new contributors, which they said were nearly the same number of unique donors in all the previous quarters combined. Haley campaign manager Betsy Ankeny now believes it is a two-person race between Nikki Haley and Donald Trump. Nikki is the only Trump alternative with the voter support, the operation, and the resources to go the distance. Our momentum continues to build as we head into 2024, she added. This significant increase comes as many establishment figures look to Haley as the alternative to Trump as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to flounder in the polls, and his network around him crumbles. Even some anti-Trump GOP figures have floated Haley as a better alternative than DeSantis to take down the former president. She has better prospects than he does because her numbers are going up and his are coming down. Usually, you want to place your bet on someone who is doing better. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, said, according to The Hill. Related, Sununu, Nikki Haley is the path to making sure that Trump isn't the nominee. Donald Trump Jr. is among those who has warned that the establishment is making a hard push for Haley in the final months of the primary race, particularly as they attempt to frame her as a potential running mate for the former president, a prospect the eldest Trump son has shut down. He believes Haley opposes Trump's America First agenda due to her contrary views on foreign policy, free speech, government spending, and social policy, as Breitbart News listed out. Related, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley slippery, slick politician running to be Trump's VP. Meanwhile, Haley has defended taking money from establishment figures, going as far as touting the endorsement she received from the Koch-linked Americans for Prosperity Action during the News Nation debate. When it comes to these corporate people that want to suddenly support us, we'll take it, Haley said. They asked me what my policies are, and I tell them what it is. Sometimes they agree with me, sometimes they don't, some don't like how tough I am on China. Some don't like the fact that I've signed pro-life bills. Some don't like the fact that I may oppose corporate bailouts. That doesn't matter. That's who I am, she claimed. The news of Haley's fundraising haul comes less than 2 weeks ahead of the Iowa caucus, and a breakdown from Ad Impact shows Haley and pro-Haley groups spending millions on advertisements. The pro-Haley Super PAC, the SFA Fund, spent $3.3 million on advertisements across the state, while Haley's individual campaign has spent $1.3 million.